I have said yes to the Lord. I have set my face like a flint. I have been recruited into the army of God. I'm not a lightweight. I'm not a victim. I am a threat. I'm in the 300. I'm in the Special Forces Unit of the Kingdom of God, an army within an army. I'm trained by the Commander-in-Chief, Jesus Christ, the Lord of Hosts, who commands the angel armies of heaven. I walk in the Spirit. I'm led by the Spirit. I'm sent, not went. I'm not hyped up in my mind. I'm calm, confident, alert, and committed. I'm spiritually awakened, set apart, and consecrated. I'm anointed, radiant, and ignited in my spirit. The Lord is my shield and stronghold. He teaches my hands to war. I fight in the mountains and in the valleys. I execute assignments from the Lord. I do covert operations and unconventional missions. I'm anointed with fresh oil and the fire of God. I'm not in a boat that will sink. I have the authority to calm the storm. I have been moved from the sidelines to the front lines. I know how to operate in the natural and spiritual realms. I'm an ambassador and messenger of the truth. The kingdom of God is within me and is advancing through me. I am not waiting for a superhero. I'm a giant slayer. The glory of God makes me unstoppable. By my God, I can run through an army. The enemies are like grasshoppers in my sight. They stumble and fall. I co-rule and reign with the Lord. I pray in the Spirit and decree in the secret. I discern and decree the Lord's intent for specific situations. I hit the bullseye. I'm persistent. I intercede and change things from behind the scenes. I bring God's super into the natural. I deteriorate the powers of the wicked spirits. I get the job done, shift things, and keep it a secret. To the world, I'm nameless and faceless. But to God, I'm not just a face in the crowd. I am royalty. I am perfectly loved and valued by God. I don't covet fame or fortune. I don't seek the world's validation to feel valued and significant. I live for the glory of God. My ambition is to be well-pleasing to Jesus. I'm not stuck in the old and the familiar. I'm ready for an out-of-the-box, pioneering and trailblazing assignment. I don't look for statistics or excuses. I just obey the promptings of the Spirit. I'm not bullied by what others think. I don't obsess over the past. I believe in the power of my own assignment. I have cast off the works of darkness and have put on the armor of light. I endure hardships. I discipline my body and make it a slave to righteousness. I endure temptations and overcome them. There is no war within me. The devil has nothing in me to hook me with. I die daily. I live a crucified life. Therefore, I am freest of all. I'm dangerous against hell because I live sin-free. Sin has no dominion over me. I am dead to the world but alive to God. I ascend the hill of the Lord with clean hands and a pure heart. I walk in holiness, purity, and compassion. I walk in the fear of the Lord. His word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I cry out for wisdom and understanding. I seek the Lord diligently, and He rewards me. I am the righteousness of God in Jesus. Therefore, I'm bold as a lion. As He is, so I am in this world. I am an overcomer. I arise and shine with courage, conviction, and clarity. I am a child of the light. I have been called to dispel darkness. I look to the Lord, therefore I'm radiant. He reveals deep and hidden things. He knows what lies in darkness, and light dwells with Him. The Holy Spirit gives me divine intel. He counsels and guides me into all the truth. He shows me what is yet to come. I'm joined to Jesus. I'm one in spirit with Him. In my weakness, I'm made strong in the might of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is my strength. I am seated with Jesus in the heavenly places. I have set my mind on the things above. I have the mind of Christ. I have aligned my will with His. I submit to God, resist the devil, and he flees from me. I have not received a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, love, and sound mind. I have the resurrection power in me. I discern all things. I know my boundaries. I have laid aside every weight and sin that so easily ensnares. My eyes are fixed on Jesus. I'm running the race with faith and patience. I'm bold, brave, and discerning. I'm not swayed by my emotions. The peace of God guards my heart. I overcome doubts and worries with the Word of God. I use my spiritual authority and speak to the mountains in my way with faith. I speak where I'm going. I prophesy the intent of the Lord to nations, people, and situations. The Lord rises and scatters his enemies. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. I bind and loose. I am anointed to break the yokes and set the captives free. I overcome evil with good. Because I fear him, he shares his secrets with me. I speak from the holy fire. I speak from the Spirit. I enforce what Jesus has done. I am a kingdom enforcer. I don't tolerate wickedness and evil. No, not under my watch. It's payback time. My decrees and prayers unleash warrior angels who do the Lord's bidding. The God of peace crushes the devil under my feet. I'm not a spectator. I am a participant. I am a warrior. I'm not here by accident. I was planned by God to live in these times. This is the moment for which I have been created. I have been chosen to be here at the end of this age to wrap it up. I am creating history with God. The cloud of witnesses is cheering me on.